This ghost town is one of the few in the United States that is an agricultural ghost town.
It's called Grafton, Utah. I'm Jan Sluzer, and we'll go there.
This town is very different than most other ghost towns. Most ghost towns are mining towns.
Doug Alder, retired college history professor on Grafton, Utah.
The whole idea of coming down to southern Utah was to raise cotton and to establish farming. But it's a desert. It is arid. It is 8 inches of rain a year.
In the 1850s, Mormon leader Brigham Young sent his followers to build cooperative settlements near what's now the south boundary of Zion National Park. Included are the still thriving towns of Rockville, Springdale, Hurricane, and Virgin.
Mormons built 500 of these towns in the Great Basin by 1900. This is one of the earliest.
Six families first settled Grafton on the Virgin River, but were flooded out. So Grafton was moved to higher ground.
Eventually, there were about 200 people here. They never got culinary water. They never got electricity, and we still don't have either one here.
Indian attacks and disease took a toll, but some townspeople stayed put, and Grafton was populated until 1930. Today, the restored public building, which served as the school, church, and town hall, and a couple homesteads still stand on dusty Main Street. Alder says Hollywood sometimes comes to town.
Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid was filmed right here.
Alder says the Grafton Heritage Preservation Committee is trying to save the town from commercial development.
Developers wanted to purchase this property and put in a golf course and 150 condominiums and a great big resort hotel.
For more information on the ghost town of Grafton, Utah, and the effort to preserve it, go to the website graftonheritage.org. I'm Jan Sluzer.